I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high end canvas cover.
Welcome back, Wisconsin, to 101 FM WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw. You're listening to Raised in the Shaw with Joel Clayfish. By the way, if you'd like to call in, and we do like questions, call 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. No question is too outrageous. You can make it about hunting, fishing, cooking. My favorite thing out of all three of those is eating. That wasn't really in the list, but that is, I love eating wild game from field to table, the provider lifestyle, as much as anything. Mark Kakich is with us, who's really lived a lifetime in the waterfowl industry. And I don't mean to say the waterfowl industry, because he's been in the industry end of it. He is, at first and at the beginning, a hunter. And he eats what he kills, and he's spent a great deal of time making sure that those in Wisconsin appreciate the resource, utilize the resource. He hunts a great deal in the Horicon Marsh. And how'd you get started in the Horicon Marsh area and dealing with that area, which is no joke, one of the best waterfowl hunting areas in the world, not even in the state, in the country, but in the world? It's unbelievable.
Well, Joel, I grew up in Bayview. And, you know, I cut my teeth with my family. My family hunted ducks, not deer. So it was growing up in Waukesha, hunting the lakes around here. And for a treat, I ended up in Horicon Marsh. And anytime I went to Horicon, it got more and more ingrained that that's really the place that I want to go. That's the place I want to spend my time. And I enjoy layout hunting on the lake. It's still a lot of fun, and I make a trip or two out to Waukesha and hunt the local lakes, Bark River, once in a while. But for me, hunting in the cattails, it's a whole different, I guess, complete day. From watching the sunrise or sunset along the cattails, watching the marsh gas raise, the ducks fly, the geese fly, the sounds that you get, for me, that's what hooked me. I learned, you know, very early on growing up that I didn't need to shoot a limit of ducks. And when the season, you know, the bag limit went to 3 during the lean years in the 80s, I didn't care. And I just wanted to go to Horicon every day.
I think definitely too many people place emphasis on the limit, getting the limit, shooting the limit. And I think social media is bad news when it comes to that, because I think social media has really proliferated this, I can do better than you, and I'm doing better than you by proving it by putting a limit or a pile pick. Don't get me wrong. I love a pile pick, and I love shooting a limit. It's fun as heck. As long as the waterfowl, the geese, or the ducks are utilized, are eaten, are not wasted, that's fine. But I will tell you, some of the greatest hunts I've ever had, I've never raised the gun out of the blind.
I think for me, you know, as a parent, you know, watching my dad raise me and my family, it gave me a lot of ideas on how I wanted to raise my children. And when my daughter said, all right, I'm ready to go, let's go home. And I said, well, we got time to hunt. And she was like, I like breakfast. And that was when I realized I did okay. I did okay. And that was great. You know, that breakfast with the camaraderie and sitting around the big table with 15 people, that's what she really liked. And that was great.
Yeah. And everybody likes something different. What is the key, do you think? Because I have daughters, a 19 and 16-year-old daughter. I have a younger daughter who loves hunting with me. And they will ebb and flow on their interest in hunting. What advice do you have for those out there with kids, or kids who've never hunted, who want to give it a try, but not too much pressure? There is a fine balance.
So what I learned is you take what you can get, and that's where you leave it. You don't want to press it. And for my daughter, you know, she didn't necessarily have a choice. You know, she was born into it where this is what her dad did. But when she hit that 13, 14 years of age, it was, it's not cool anymore. Okay, I'm not going to push it. And then, you know, in her high school years, all of a sudden, one time it was, hey, I think I'm going to go hunt with you again. Oh, okay. And from then on, it was, you know, you come when you want. And that was great.
And I have to tell you, I watch your daughter on the social medias, and I mean, she's got a very balanced, very fun life. And I think anybody, this is a great example for anybody out there. You know, Alyssa, your daughter, she'll have a picture one day of herself in the duck marsh, but then she's at a concert with friends or she's cooking something fun. I think people don't realize the outdoors in Wisconsin, waterfowl hunting, any type of hunting, which is a year-round sport. There is year-round fishing or hunting available to everybody. And you can have it be as much as you want or as little as you want. So as your time is available, you can expand it or contract it to fit you. But I will say this one thing. As a person with very high blood pressure who deals with it very often, and a lot of stresses in life and a lot of pressures in life, there is no time that I am more at peace than when I'm out in the woods or on the waters of Wisconsin hunting or fishing or, frankly, falling asleep in the blind and missing the geese that land on the foot bag. That really is a way to decompress, and it is something that society misses today in our 24/7 world.
Yeah, agreed. And I think, you know, with the fowl life, now that you're involved with that, I think that's one of the keys that has made that show successful. That show, I think, for me, is successful because it just doesn't focus on the hunting aspect of it. It has the full circle. You have the hunt, the pre-hunt, the post-hunt. You have the family. You have the camaraderie. And for us, that's really the whole package is what you're looking for. And I think when you watch a show be successful and then you take that same mentality and you say, you know, that's how I raised my kids. I mean, my stepson, he came, he liked hunting, and he woke up one day and said, you know what, I like fishing. I don't want to hunt anymore. Okay, so we go fishing, right? And I think that's, as a parent, you let them tell you how you're going to spend your time, and you have to make sure you can adapt to them so that you can find ways to make the kids enjoy the outdoors, because the more they enjoy the outdoors, you know, they're going to turn into other things. And in his case, he loves to cook now. And part of that was because, you know, he cooks the fish, he cooks the duck, he cooks the pheasant, and he's a darn good cook, you know. And, you know, there again, you know, my wife, same deal. You know, when she wants to come, she comes.
Man, this hour is going so fast. We're already at the second break, but I want to tell you, when we come back, we're going to talk real quick about lowering regulations. We're going to talk about some of your cooking recipes. We're going to talk about the wildlife waterfowl expo that's coming up that you are setting up, how you can be a part of that and how you can join us for that. The Fowl Life is sponsoring that, Jargon Calls and the Provider Lifestyle. We'll be right back on Raised in the Shaw with Joel Clayfish with Mark Kakich. And it may come to pulling teeth, but I think we're going to bring Dr. Tara Kirsten on for the last segment of the show today to talk about disabled accessibility in the woods. And that'll be fun, too. We'll be right back.